From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It's November 26th, and I'm Mike Pesca in for Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart, and it's November 26th. I went away for the holiday. I don't know if this happened to anybody else. You went away, and then you came home, and your town had exploded in Christmas decorations.
It's now like the 12 weeks of Christmas, it seems like.
It's unbelievable. I didn't know there was that much tinsel in New York City.
tinsel shortage today at 11.
What's on the show today, Mike?
Well, today we're going to talk a little sports with a guy named Bill Wolf. You may know him as Hubby. Big game last night where the Patriots almost lost. It tells you something about how good the Patriots are when the news is that they almost lost.
Right, exactly.
That's a big sports story.
Also coming up, a really, really intense conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Tim Maxwell. He suffered a traumatic brain injury in 04, and his experience and observations as he was recovering helped him, inspired him to try to create a new barracks at Camp Lejeune so that those with traumatic brain injuries could recover together. And we'll talk to him about his own journey, about the barracks, and a new Wounded Warrior call-out program that he's starting to head up.
But first, we have to go to... what do you say, the big story?
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Another political exile returns to Pakistan. That's thousands of supporters celebrating the return of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif yesterday. The opposition leader has been living in exile since 2000 after being ousted by current President Pervez Musharraf in a bloodless coup. Sharif has attempted to return to Pakistan in September, but was sent out of the country.
Sharif landed in Lahore Sunday to a hero's welcome. He bellowed above those cheers you were hearing, said he returned to save Pakistan from his bitter rival, calling for Musharraf's immediate removal and criticizing the state of emergency Musharraf imposed November 3rd.
Sharif returned just in time to sign up to run for parliament in January, but he's threatening to boycott the elections unless the de facto martial law is completely lifted. Fellow opposition leader and former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto filed her nomination papers yesterday, though any registration can be withdrawn in the wake of a boycott.
It's now almost certain that Musharraf will be sworn in for another five-year term as president after Saturday's announcement by the Election Commission that he won the October 6th election. An official announcement of his victory by the cabinet is expected early this week. And that is the BPP's big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with the news.